begin to see a different world. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We've got an outstanding broadcast, in my opinion, awaiting you. In this hour, we're going to be joined by one of my favorite authors in all of the automotive world, Randy Leffingwell. He's got a brand new book all about Porsches. Kind of a reissue of a wonderful Porsche book that he did a couple of years back. It's called Porsche, A History of Excellence. We're going to be talking about the long history of Porsche, including the legendary 917 racing machine. Also coming up on today's show, we'll be joined in the second hour of the broadcast by a car specialist from the RM Auction Company. We're going to be talking some classic cars. There's a big sale going to be happening down in Florida. In conjunction with the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, and they've got some amazing cars and some amazing stories to tell. In hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World stations, it's official. The all-new 2012 Ford Focus has been certified at 40 miles to the gallon, and to tell us all about that will be Lou Eklund, who is Ford's Group Marketing Manager. Also in the final hour of the broadcast, the man with the busted knuckle garage, Mr. Warren Tracy, will be joining us live here on the broadcast. Our telephone number, toll-free from all across North America, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can send me an email at absolutely any time at all. It's I got so many, but I'll give you the easiest one. It's BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. BobLongRadio@yahoo.com. Well, I've had the pleasure of sharing the microphone a number of times with this gentleman. He is one of my favorite authors and just a real all-around good guy. It's my pleasure to welcome the author of Porsche, A History of Excellence, Randy Leffingwell, to Auto World. Randy, how you doing?
Very well, Bob. Thanks for inviting me back. I love talking with you.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. The feeling is mutual. And, boy, this is a wonderful book here. It's kind of an updated version of a Porsche book you did a little while back.
It is. It's the original book was called Porsche 60 Years, and it came out in the fall of 2008, which, as we all remember, was the fall of the economy. And so the book didn't survive the economic crash and actually went through only one hardcover printing. I don't even know how few and how rare the copies are of the hardcover edition. But with the economy looking more encouraging and Motorbooks kind of having developed this pretty cool new packaging for this book, which is kind of a hard soft cover and a really cool sort of, I don't know, spot-varnished, embossed, multicolored cover. They reissued it and also at a much more affordable price. The original book was, I think, $60, and I guess this one is half the price for all the content, plus actually, I think, wow, an additional chapter. So
that's a win-win for everybody, Randy. There's no question about it. Porsche is certainly one of the handful of automotive names that they really fall into a different realm. When you think of Porsche, in my mind, I put it in the same place as Ferrari and Lamborghini. This is, you know, more than a vehicle. This is just an incredible machine and an incredible story of a company as well.
It's really true. And like Ferrari, especially like Ferrari, because of the racing, the intense competition and the interest and history the two companies share, it was run by one guy whose name was on the door. Enzo Ferrari and Ferdinand Porsche were not exactly close friends, but they were certainly close competitors. And the two men really colored the way their companies operated and the cars they produced.
Absolutely. Let's tell our listeners a little bit more about Ferdinand Porsche. Tell us about his early life and what this gentleman was like behind closed doors.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Ferdinand, the professor, was born before the turn of the century. And, in fact, Porsche is making a very big deal right now out of the fact that at this Geneva Auto Show, or at the auto show in Geneva, its stand is displaying his very first production car, which was a full hybrid, actually electric motors all the way around, with a gasoline engine to power a generator to power the motors.
It's amazing.
Really, truly, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he was an incredibly innovative engineer. I mean, he did that in 1902.
Wow.
So you think from then on, what can you do? Well, then he went on to work for Mercedes. He really was the inventor of the legendary SSK and SSKL race cars. There were other engineers, of course, who worked with him, but Ferdinand Porsche, the father of Ferry Porsche, who founded the car company, Ferdinand was a real challenging human. He was a perfectionist. He didn't tolerate fools. He, you know, you did it his way. And if you did, you learned a lot and you produced race cars that won and road cars that seemingly never broke.
Yeah, that's an amazing story in itself. How about his son? What are some of the similarities and what are some of the differences between Ferdinand and Ferry?
Well, it's a good question, Bob. They remind me to some extent of the Henry Ford, Edsel Ford, father-son, not relationship, but there are some parallels. Ferdinand, the father, was a pretty outspoken, intolerant, I guess the word would be autodidact. You know, he entered a room and took command. Ferry Porsche, by the other side of the coin, was shy, retiring, really shirked the limelight. Peter Schutz, when I was working on this book, Peter Schutz told me a story about when Schutz joined the firm, there was some question about the cars they were going to take to Le Mans that year. And the marketing department had planned to take 924s, the front-engine water-cooled cars, to promote Porsche's new entry-level car. Schutz asked, gee, is there any chance we could win? And make a very long story short, they did another plan altogether and ultimately ended up winning Le Mans outright. Well, Ferry Porsche came with Peter Schutz to Le Mans, but Ferry was very, very reluctant to take the winner's stand with Schutz and with drivers Jackie Ickx and Derek Bell to celebrate the first place win. He just said, no, it's for you, Herr Schutz. You go. And Schutz looked at him and said, Herr Porsche, it's your company. You must come.
Wow.
And that was really Ferry. He was very shy, retiring, a brilliant businessman, brilliant leader. And I think an excellent people manager, but just a shy man.
Interesting, definitely. Let's talk a little bit more about the racing DNA. Like you say, this seems to be right from the get-go here. Ferdinand had it. Ferry had it, though reluctantly. Why was racing so important to this brand from the get-go?
Well, I think that Ferdinand Porsche recognized that it was sort of, at the risk of a bad pun, a high-speed way to prove an automobile and to improve an automobile. With a production car, you have a year between cycles. You bring out your cars in July or August or September, and you're already working on the next one, but if there are problems, you immediately begin to catch them, and you gather those problems together, and the next year's version is the new improved whatever it is. With racing, you have 1 week or maybe 2 weeks to correct whatever problems showed up in that previous race. If you don't finish, you go back to the garage and you tear it apart and figure out what broke, why it broke, and how to make it not break.
Wow. Great story and more great stories all about Porsche. Straight ahead, right here on Auto World, I'm Bob Long.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer.
The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids? Say
yeah, goodnight? Yeah, they're already asleep.
Yeah, I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway, I will.
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63 for us really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car really and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan. And we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Live all across North America. In this hour, we are focusing on Porsche with noted author Randy Leffingwell. He's got a wonderful new book out called Porsche, A History of Excellence. We're going to be talking about all the different Porsche models, including the legendary 917 racing machine. And Randy, I logged onto the Motorbooks website and got a look at that cover that you were talking about. What a really cool cover they've done on this particular book.
You mean we have screwed up and not gotten you a copy yet?
Not quite yet.
I'm going to have heads lopped off. No, I'll just send you one in the morning. I'm sorry, Bob. I thought you had it. Oh, my gosh. I'm wiping the pie off my face. Can you see me?
Oh, that's quite okay, Randy. No problem. It gives me something to look forward to. We'll just have to have you back on to promote it even more. But what a great cover, boy! Very
it's a
unique.
Cool idea. It's a cool idea. This the book, as I said, came out in the U.S. in English in fall of 2008, and in the spring of 2009, it was released in Germany in German by Motorbuch Verlag. And this was the cover that they chose for their version. Motorbooks liked it a lot. It's very graphic, very eye-catching. And they then made arrangements with Motorbuch Verlag to use the same cover for this new soft cover edition. I love these kind of slightly reduced scale and definitely reduced price soft cover editions of my books. I mean, pardon me for promoting, tooting my own horn, but what Motorbooks has done with these is they still use great paper. They still have fantastic color reproduction, but they shrink these things, and they used to call them the Chunkies, which was sort of their nickname in-house. But this is more like the Classy, because it's really, it's got this very cool, very graphic cover. It's the profile of the 918 Spider, their electric hybrid race car, in front of a control tower at the Leipzig test track, where they produced the Panamera, where they constructed the Carrera GT for a while, and where they also manufactured the Cayenne SUV. It's a sensational building. On the top floor is a restaurant with a commanding view of this racetrack they've got there, which is just wild.
It is great, and very ironic, as you pointed out, that the first vehicle produced by Dr. Ferdinand Porsche was his hybrid electric vehicle, and there's the 918 Spider, which is also a hybrid vehicle using both a gasoline power plant as well as electric propulsion as well. So everything old is new again.
Really true. It's really true. I got a unique opportunity. Porsche invited me to come to Qatar in the Mideast about a month ago for the debut of the Qatar first annual international motor show. As you may know, I didn't know a lot about Qatar, not the least of which is how you pronounce it, and
yeah.
I think I just pronounced it wrong. I think it's Qatar. And the capital is Doha. So I got those two right this time. But it's a country that is tremendously Porsche friendly. Actually Porsche friendly to such an extent that when Porsche underwent some of its financial troubles last year, it was the ruling family of Qatar that came up with a huge loan, actually a huge investment in Porsche, to keep the company afloat when things got tight. So needless to say, when the royal family decided to hold an international auto show and to kind of do its debut show this year, Porsche was very happy to be there. And at the show, they did the world debut of the 918 RSR Coupe, of course, was at Detroit, which was just an absolute sensation. But the Mideast debut, and actually the sort of Eastern Hemisphere debut, was at Doha. And, again, an incredible, sensational piece of equipment. Just really cool as can be.
Absolutely. Just amazing technology. Let's go back a little bit more in history and talk about the interesting ties between Porsche and Volkswagen. Companies continue today, of course, to be mixed together. There's some family mixing that's going on there as well. But the first Volkswagen, the Beetle, arguably was designed, in fact, by Ferdinand Porsche, or was it done by somebody else?
Exactly right. No, that's exactly right. The history of these two companies is as intertwined as you can possibly get. When the German government decided that it wanted to make a people's car, a number of manufacturers and a number of engineers came up with proposals. The one that made the most sense to the man in charge, Adolf Hitler, was the one that Ferdinand Porsche came up with, the what they called the KDF, the strength through joy, strength and joy car. Ooh, is that right? Anyway, it has a delightful translation title like that.
Uh-huh.
It was the Beetle. A very simple shape, air-cooled engine, very simple to operate, just enough horsepower to get you almost into trouble, but certainly up and over the hills at a sort of a sedate pace. But that was Ferdinand Porsche. And the interesting thing is that there are elements of that car that came from the Mercedes race cars he worked on and the Auto Union race cars he worked on. It was a tremendously sophisticated people's car.
And when you consider the run of the Beetle, I mean, and the number of Beetles sold worldwide, I mean, it truly is the people's car.
I think there's more Beetles than there are McDonald's hamburgers.
That's saying a lot. There's no question about that, Randy.
Well, and you know, the assembly went to Mexico when it stopped in Germany, and for another decade or so,
yep,
it produced them in Mexico.
I know. Absolutely amazing. Lots of us, when we think of the first Porsche, we think of the 356. But what about the Porsche 64? What's the story behind the story with that?
Oh, that's a cool car. I'm glad you found that one. That was a car that, again, it was during World War II, and it was an opportunity that Germany wanted to show its manufacturing prowess, really, to the world. And they created the idea of an open road race from Berlin to Rome. And it was going to, about half of the race was going to be staged on the brand new Autobahns. So Ferdinand Porsche created with his engineering staff this very sleek, I mean, it looks kind of like, you know, if you could make a Volkswagen Beetle out of maybe silly putty,
mm-hmm,
and kind of stretch out the fenders and make it look more like a teardrop, that's what the Type 64 looks like. And it was basically a modified Volkswagen 1100cc engine, but it was a car that would do close to 100, actually a little more than 100 miles an hour. And they built three of them, and the race never happened.
Isn't that amazing? We're going to have more of the story of Porsche straight ahead. We're going to talk about all kinds of cool things. If you got a question, give us a call. This is Auto World.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Randy Leffingwell, the author of a wonderful book called Porsche, A History of Excellence, is with us. We're discussing the fascinating history of the company, and we haven't even scratched the surface. We're definitely going to have Randy back on for a whole other hour to get deeper into this, because I'm still stuck at the early stages of Porsche and Volkswagen, this very intertwined company history, to say the least. After World War II, I understand that Ferry Porsche, Ferdinand's son, was the one that decided to build a car, because what I've read is that he couldn't find anything that he wanted to drive. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. It's a really famous, wonderful story. And again, Peter Schutz is the one who told me that one day he asked Ferry how in the world he came to take Volkswagen parts and make this unique, unusual, original sports car. And Ferry said to him, "Herr Schutz, it's simple. I looked around and I didn't see anything I wanted to drive. So I made a car I liked and I thought others might like it too." Boy, was he right.
Isn't that so true? My gosh. When you look at the number of Porsche files around the world and just the power of this brand, It's amazing to think, again, the fact that the company started with really such humble origins. And, you know, it was a funky year last year with Porsche trying to take over Volkswagen and then Volkswagen retaliating back. And how are things standing now? Is Volkswagen now firmly in control of Porsche?
Oh, my gosh, Bob, the news just is different and changes every day. There are various federal governments in Germany, in the U.S., elsewhere. I think the Brits are involved. I think the Swiss are involved. I think the French are involved in investigations. there's charges that the company chairman Wendel and Wedeking and his chief financial officer Holger Harter manipulated stock sales and you know confused buyers and did all kinds of nefarious and daring do generally sort of bad things, and how it's going to shake out is just anybody's guess. It was definitely a tumultuous effort, and and the word that I've heard used both here in the States and in Germany from folks at Porsche is hubris. That whole concept that there is just no bounds to the brilliance of this idea and these minds that are putting it together, and of course will succeed. And I don't know whether it was a case of trying to reunite the two companies. I don't, you know, there was a chapter, the original concept for this soft cover edition, was to add three chapters that, and I don't know why they didn't make it. There was going to be a chapter on the RS Spiders, the wonderful ALMS series car. There was a chapter on the Panamera, and both of those chapters made the German book. But then when we came to do the English language update for the soft cover edition, they also asked me to do a chapter which we called Porsche versus Volkswagen versus Porsche. And I got a lot of help from people inside the company who helped me understand up to that date what had gone on and how really clever but maybe sort of extra legal Wedeking and Harter had been in their attempts to take over Volkswagen. It truly was David trying to topple Goliath.
Yeah. Amazing story. Let's talk
really
more about some of the great cars, of course, in the history of Porsche. We had the 356 and then, of course, the 550 Spider. Just amazing vehicles. And then the 911 was introduced. And who would believe after all these years that the 911 now in 997 configuration is still going strong?
It is. It's amazing. It is probably the, you know, Corvette has been around for coming up on 60 years as the Corvette.
Yeah.
Porsche's 911 is coming up on 50 years as a single model in it'll be 2013 when it was first shown 50 years before that at the Frankfurt show. But you think about the longevity of that form. I mean, it still, I think, is the most easily recognized automobile shape of any. You can see a profile of one a block away at a stop sign and know that's a 911.
Yeah, it's so true. And speaking of Corvettes and the history of the Corvette, I understand that's your next project, a book on the 60 years of Corvette. That's going to be cool.
It is cool. I seem to be, and I'm very grateful for it, I seem to be Motorbook's Mr. Porsche, Mr. Corvette guy. And it's a real nice distinction to have. Last year I did a book which came out called, Legendary Corvettes, and you and I talked about that recently. Thank you very much. That was a fun conversation. But, as we were wrapping up Legendary Corvettes, I knew my editor, Darwin Holmstrom, already was thinking about how we would tackle Corvette 60 years. 10 years ago, I did a book called Corvette 50 Years, which came out on the eve of the 50th anniversary. Motorbooks has a totally new concept for this one. Yes, it'll be history, but only the first three chapters are going to be the kind of chronological history that readers are used to, and especially that my readers are used to, because that's kind of how I like to tell the stories. But this is going to be more thematic. So there's going to be an entire chapter which we're taking racing out of the chronological history and treating it as its own topic.
Mm-hmm.
We're treating the Corvette in culture, whether it's Route 66, the TV show, or the recent movie appearances, whatever it is, in songs, in advertising, in television and movies, that's going to be a whole section. We're going to talk about next generation, at least as much as they'll let me talk about next generation. And it's going to be a very, very different look. The cool thing is that we've gotten, the book will be licensed by GM. And the advantage of that is huge because they're giving me access to the design department archives, which is photographs and drawings that have never been seen before, and opportunities to interview designers and engineers who don't normally come to the tape recorder. Well, now the digital recorder, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a chance to tell a new story, which always excites me.
I can't wait for that one. That's going to be great. And, of course, can't wait for the seventh generation of the Corvette, which is rumored to be going to be launched in the 60th anniversary year. Can you confirm that or not, Randy, or is that stepping on too many toes?
How did they tell me to avoid that question? I'm sorry, I have no answer for that question. Please contact your local dealer for future information. Did I say that right? I should have said it much faster with disclaimers and initials, right? Like PDQ and SMOP and MMG and
exactly.
Whatever else. No, I have no information yet. But stay tuned.
Should be interesting, definitely. Our telephone number, if anybody has any Porsche questions, 800-259-9231. Randy Leffingwell is with us. And, Randy, let's remind everybody the best place is for folks to pick up a copy of this wonderful book on Porsches. And I would definitely recommend everybody check out Porsche, A History of Excellence. Where's the best place? Motorbooks Online?
Motorbooks Online, which is www.motorbooks.com or amazon.com. They're both my friends.
Perfect. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the 917, a topic that Randy loves to talk about, and so do I. This is Auto World.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Randy Leffingwell is with us. We're talking all about his latest book. You got to check it out. It's a history of excellence Porsche, and definitely a very cool cover, very cool book. Again, Porsche, a history of excellence. And Randy, you and I love talking about the 917. This is an amazing story. You tell it better than anybody I know. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start.
Oh, this is really one of the coolest, as you said, you and I both love this car and love these stories. This is, there's two elements of the story that came together at the precise time to make the 917 what it was. The first element was that the FIA, the ruling body of motorsport, had decided that car speeds at Le Mans had gotten too fast with the 7-liter GT40 Fords. They had speeds in excess of 230 miles an hour on the Mulsanne Straight. And FIA was worried about it. So in 1967, they announced that the regulations starting 68 were going to be engines no larger than 3 liters. Well, that sort of backfired in their face because very few people except Porsche had competitive cars at 3 liters. So they established an extra racing group called Group 4, which allowed cars to run up to 5 liters. Well, that left the door open for people like John Wire, the great Gulf team racing manager, and others to run 5-liter versions, especially the modified 302s that Ford could run and the GT40 Mark IIs and IVs. But it also opened an opportunity for others that had ambition. And one of those people with ambition, and we've watched his career for decades now, and we certainly know his ambition, is current Volkswagen head Ferdinand Piëch. Piëch was the head of Porsche's competition engineering department in the late 60s. And the story that I've told you once before, you and I both sort of marveled over it, and I'll tell it again, is that at the time, the other strong influencing factor in this was Volkswagen.
Wow.
Which had watched sales of its air-cooled Beetle begin to slide. It wasn't very fuel-efficient. It wasn't very eco-friendly. And it certainly wasn't very powerful or comfortable. They were worried about it. They didn't have a replacement. And one of their board members, Carl Hahn, went to Porsche and said, we're worried about the future of the air-cooled engine. If you will develop a racing program that uses air-cooled engines, we'll pay for two-thirds of it. And, yes. And for someone like Ferdinand Peake, it was the opportunity to go from class wins at Le Mans to overall wins. Nobody ever really expected a car like the 917 to materialize, especially when the FIA said you have to have 25 identical examples in order to qualify for Group 4. That meant that people like Chevron and Ford and the others who had been producing race cars at 5-liter engines for a couple years, they were easily qualified. There could be a 1968 and a 1969 and a 1970 Le Mans with these big engine cars, and it'd be fine. But nobody expected what Peake could do with a Volkswagen's deep pocket.
Amazing story. And this car, I mean, had so much technology and so much power. I mean, these vehicles, I understand, could produce as much as 1,000 horsepower. And we're talking a very, very light vehicle. So talk about the ultimate power-to-weight ratio here, Randy.
Well, the first generation of them were 4.5-liter V12s, basically by Siamese-ing together two flat six engines. And those first ones, in cars that weighed only 1,600 pounds, had 580 horsepower. I mean, that's sort of like the dream go-kart.
Yeah.
And those things, it turns out, did more than 200. So the FIA's hope of slowing cars down just completely fizzled. But as you said, as the project went on and as the 917 evolved into the great Can-Am series of cars, the 917 10, the 20, and the most astonishing one, the 917 30. Yes, you're absolutely right. 2,000-pound car. Mark Donohue won the Can-Am World Championship with the thing, and when he needed to, when he had to crank it up for qualifying, he had almost 1,400 horsepower in a 2,000-pound car.
Amazing, absolutely remarkable. And even the frame on the vehicle, I mean, this vehicle, you know, I know it's been compared to being like a beer can in that it was so light that if you crashed into the wall, God help you.
Well, you know, it was a very, very complex and very cleverly done tubular frame. But, you know, Porsche engineering, especially Peake, he still is. But in those days, as the chief racing engineer, he was a brilliant, brilliant innovator. They would pressurize the tubes inside the 917s. They pressurized them with an inert gas. And they did that so that if, as they were pumping it in, the pressure never went up, they knew they had a crack in the frame.
Mm.
They didn't have to wait for a crash to hurt a driver or for something to fail out on the racetrack. They knew as they were putting the car back together,
yeah,
between every race, that they had a problem. So there was that kind of shrewd thinking going on. But literally every time the car was just a technological marvel. It was very, very thin fiberglass. It was the result of several years before it, of the 906, the 907, the 910, the 908, all these, as they're referred to, the plastic race cars from Porsche, that just sharpened that pencil with a finer and finer and finer point. So at the time the 917 came out, it was like a really beautiful mechanical pencil.
Absolutely. Very well said. Randy Leffingwell is with us, author of a wonderful new book on Porsches. If you're a Porsche-phile, you must have this in your collection. Porsche, A History of Excellence, published by Motor Books International. Let's talk a little bit about the current lineup of vehicles. Porsche is now selling more vehicles than ever as far as individual lines. We've got the first sedan, luxury sedan, certainly with a performance edge, the Panamera.
Great car.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very impressed with that vehicle. The Cayenne, second generation. I mean, many folks all were very much upset when the original Cayenne was introduced, but in reality, the Cayenne really helped, finance this company, and some would say save this company, because they've had remarkable sales with the Cayenne.
Oh, absolutely right, Bob. You are absolutely correct. When I was working on this book, one of the interviews, this will sound almost like heresy to my friends and true Porsche enthusiasts, but the set of interviews I wanted to do most was with the folks who were involved in creating the Cayenne, because it did seem like such a heresy to enthusiasts and to Porsche loyalists. And I kept wondering why in the world. And it had absolutely nothing to do with the U.S. SUV market. It was completely based on, again, this smart guy, Wendell and Wiedeking, and his perception of what the next market would be, where the next markets would be on Earth. And most of those were in developing countries that didn't have a great highway infrastructure, in some cases that were in desert countries where there were no roads. And he looked at the cultures of those countries. He looked at the mores and the economies and came up with a multi-passenger vehicle with a Porsche name on it that has been, well, really until the Panamera now, has been Porsche's bestseller.
Yeah, which is remarkable. And the Panamera has done extremely well, too, and that has surprised lots of folks. And it surprises me, but it shouldn't. In so many developing areas of the world, places like in the automotive realm, that is, China, India, places that we don't associate with being automobile-friendly, so to speak, the Panamera and all Porsches continue to do extremely well in those areas.
It's really true. In Doha, or in Doha, in Qatar. We'll be back.
That's absolutely. We'll be back after the top of the hour news, and we'll wrap things up with Randy Leffingwell for hour number one of our interview. Don't go away.
10 Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.